Vivriti presents the Game Changers Summit.
Hello and a very warm welcome to Vivriti Presents the Game Changers Summit in partnership with CNBC TV 18. We are talking about ideas that inspire and turn our world around and innovators who see change as an opportunity and not a threat. Welcome to a learning summit. Welcome to the Game Changers. Indian healthcare is rapidly evolving. It would not be an overstatement to then say that the country is going through a healthcare revolution. And since the advent of COVID-19, providing quality yet affordable healthcare for all has been the mantra. But over years, Tier 2 and 3 cities have faced the dearth of quality healthcare and services. And even though there has been an increase in investment diversification for the overall development of the healthcare infrastructure, much still needs to be achieved. India is a diverse country, and its healthcare is no different. May I now invite Vineet Sukumar, MD and CEO of Vivriti Capital and Vivriti Asset Management, to the podcast to tell us more about Vivriti, the summit, and introduce us to our panel of experts today who will be speaking on the theme, Taking Healthcare to Tier 2 and Tier 3 Cities.
Thanks, Mukta, and a warm welcome to our listeners. Vivriti was founded 5 years ago on the premise that mid-market India deserves access to debt capital. We support hundreds of mid-corporates through access to multiple debt products. Vivriti has, till date, provided over 11,000 crores of debt to its clients till date. On August 26th, we bring to you the Game Changers Summit, a celebration of entrepreneurship. You will meet people who have changed the face of their domain, be it in business, technology, science, or sports. Our podcast series as a run-up to this event, powered by CNBC TV 18, delves into specific sectors that are critical to India's growth, resilience, and self-reliance. Today, you will meet two remarkable entrepreneurs who have taken healthcare to the masses in the Tier 2 to Tier 4 towns of India. You will meet Gaurav Agarwal, a biomedical engineer with 2 decades of experience in interventional cardiology, who started IITPL in 2016 to make heart care affordable by setting up cath labs in Tier 3 and Tier 4 towns. Ganesh Prasad, a senior leader in the Indian medical devices industry for over 25 years, who started GenWorks in 2015 to drive the adoption of medical devices in semi-urban and rural India. With this, I will hand it back to Mukta to take the podcast forward. Thank you.
Thank you for setting the stage, Mr. Sukumar. Let us take the momentum forward and talk about today's theme, Taking Healthcare to Tier 2 and Tier 3 Cities. Joining me first today on this subject, Mr. Ganesh Prasad, founder, MD and CEO at GenWorks Health. Welcome, Mr. Prasad. GenWorks Health says it is a platform that solves 3 fundamental challenges in healthcare: access, affordability and adoption. Tell us more about that and also how this came together with your own entrepreneurial journey.
GenWorks itself was an innovation, distribution innovation by GE Healthcare. I worked in GE for about 18 years before GenWorks, and the last 8 years as the MD and CEO of GenWorks. GenWorks was built to for two fundamental things that we wanted to achieve was affordability and access. And for affordability and access, adoption of technology was the key. Typically, you know, before COVID, we were all a late treatment mindset population. We would not go to doctor unless otherwise we are really, really sick. In a good way, COVID changed this. And, there's a lot of focus and there's a lot of attention on prevention and early health, which is the first step to affordable care. So when we started as GenWorks, it was a big struggle for us to be able to bring this change, because we had to bring in technology to make customers, to make our healthcare providers who are our customers, to believe that it's possible to be able to convince the patients to look at wellness and not illness. While that was a big challenge that we had, another big challenge that we had was availability of specialists. So we really had to solve for specialist access. When I say specialist access, most of those super specialists, the cardiologists, the radiologists, the oncologists, all of them were in the metros or they were in the tier one towns. And this was a big problem to bring in anything as a big change in the tier two, tier three geography. So first thing we did was we liquefied the specialist access by connecting care. We connected devices to those specialists remotely, leveraging the internet. And through that, we could go with solutions to our customers to be able to provide devices to them and also connect that to specialists remotely to be able to interpret and also intervene early. So we enabled this adoption by connecting care, connecting technology to specialists and to caregivers who are in the local ecosystem and, of course, to the patients that are in need. And that set this moment. But what has happened over the last 2 years, has been transformational. There's a big willingness, and not just in tier two, tier three towns, connected care or healthcare going closer to patients is more becoming a reality. Right from government, who are trying to build primary healthcare ecosystem, we're having private players who are trying to set up reasonably equipped facilities closer to the customers. And of course, there is tertiary care, super specialty care. And all of them are coming together, and we are able to bring them together in the connected care platform that we have built.
When we specifically talk about the tier two and tier three cities and healthcare availability, what are some of the challenges that you see and have seen in the past, which has led to perhaps new learnings and, of course, then new offerings from the company?
The challenge in healthcare always has been that the silo mindset of the healthcare providers. Everyone almost wants to do everything by themselves. And if everyone wants to do everything by themselves, number one, it takes time to build infrastructure in tier two, tier three. And more importantly, availability of resources in low resource settings is also a major issue. The change that ideally should happen is a collaborative platform, which most of them came together during COVID. If you see in COVID what happened, there was a great deal of collaboration between the different physicians collaborated with, diagnostic centers, treatment providers, remotely enabled, facilities, connected care, telehealth. All of this were leveraged to solve during the most difficult period of the first 6 months and, of course, in the later part of COVID. Thankfully, in many places, this has led to some change in thinking and, of course, a willingness to work together in the ecosystem to be able to provide, to be able to fast track the buildup for the infrastructure. So now this has to happen more. If everyone wants to do everything by themselves, they are actually going to go and eat into somebody's plate. While the opportunity itself is so huge, the best approach, according to me, will be to leverage technology, connect the ecosystem, so that at every stage, at a primary level, at an early health stage, a primary care setup or a primary physician can provide that care. And of course, if you have connected diagnostics, we'll be able to provide those diagnostics early, and patients who need treatment can be routed for tertiary care. Not everyone need to come and overwhelm the treatment or tertiary care facility. So both in private and in government, leverage of technology is something which is happening, but happening at a slow pace. Once that fast tracks, I'm sure, the efficiency will build. The second significant change, I would say, is in the procurement. While most healthcare facilities are small setups in the tier two, tier three, their ability to procure at scale or to be able to negotiate and get a better deal, better quality, better pricing will be always challenged. So this leads to mushrooming of small distributors who have to take care of themselves and as a result may not be able to provide the best efficiency, which a large hospital enterprise, large hospitals have as a scale. So we need to figure out how we can consolidate procurement. And, companies like us want to come forward and provide these services because we can't just be a transaction serving what customer needs. We have to extend ourselves to be able to provide, improve efficiency for customers. And improving efficiency can happen in two areas. One, in connecting care, to be able to impact early health, impact wellness, move patients to where the right care is available and treatment is available. And of course, also support those hospitals to be able to procure at scale by consolidating procurement. So technology is going to play a very big role. And I think it's responsibility of companies like us to be able to build that platform to help scalability for customers.
What was it like for you? You speak about collaborations and reach and being able to help people. What was it like at your organization, and what was the COVID teaching you?
See, it was chaotic, honestly. Nobody expected this. And for a company like ours, which was more in distribution, it was something which was a huge chaos to start with. But thankfully, I should say GenWorks was ahead of the curve, because we were building something for a low resource setting. And as a result, we had made some investments towards building tech platform, building connected care, providing remote access. And all of that we had provided for low resource. We had planned and we had prepared ourselves to support the low resource settings. And COVID, it kind of became a big opportunity for us, specifically in the area of diagnostics, specifically in the area of connected care. What we had set up for Tier 2, Tier 3 became a huge help for even metros or, for even in cities. You know, these had a huge, need. And that's where it was we converted that into an opportunity for us, and we could fast track our growth. Now, if you really see our overall growth, is very, very spread. Our growth is not restricted to one stream of business, which is just, distribution. Our growth is, beyond all of that. Our growth is into new areas like diagnostics. Our growth is into new areas like screening. And because we have created a connected care platform, we are in a position to provide Liquify access. And more importantly, we have also been able to support in consolidating procurement for our customers. We have been able to onboard more companies, within in our platform to be able to provide complete end-to-end solutions for our customers, all the way from early screening to, providing treatment. And we have in 9 care areas, we have a care cycle approach, where we have end-to-end, and only with the care cycle approach, we'll be able to impact cost or impact affordability for the patients.
Well, thank you so much for those wonderful insights, Mr. Prasad. Wishing you and GenWorks Health all the very best for the future. Thanks for talking to us. And now I have the pleasure of welcoming Mr. Gaurav Agrawal, Managing Director, Innovation Imaging Technologies Private Limited. IITPL was founded in the year 2015 and is now one of India's fastest growing medical device company. Mr. Agrawal, welcome. IITPL is focused on manufacturing of cardiac catheterization lab, and there is a growing demand for cath labs throughout the country, be it tier 2, tier 3, tier 4. What have you seen since 2015, and what have been the learnings and therefore the new offerings from your company?
Well, one of the biggest changes has been that this sector was nearly 100% import dependent back when we founded IITPL. And one of the goals, missions of the company was to make cardiovascular care more accessible. So just to give you a little perspective on that, India has a disease burden of about 70 million patients suffering from cardiovascular disease, and under 1 million angioplasties being performed at about 2,500 odd hospitals in the country. So as the statistics show, the therapy is grossly underpenetrated, and therefore cardiac disease is the number one cause of death in the country. So in 2015, there were under 500 cath labs in the country. This is as per the NIC data, which is basically an interventional cardiology conference. And today we have about 2,500 cath labs. The market has rapidly grown, largely because driven by three factors. One is Ayushman Bharat. So Ayushman Bharat covers angioplasty as a procedure, and that has fueled a growth in the market. The second is post-COVID, there has been a huge spurt in number of cardiovascular events. So there are several studies to prove that post-COVID, there are much higher chances of a cardiovascular event. And the third is that there is tremendous under-penetration of the therapy. So these three factors together have fueled a very rapid growth in this industry. And I would say it bodes extremely well for tier three, tier four cities, where a lot of patients and lives were being lost because of less access or no access to a cath lab.
Let's talk about medical imaging, and medical imaging as a sector has seen massive changes. How have you seen the industry evolve, the technology evolve, especially when we also talk about your own offering, Pinnacle?
Medical imaging is one of the fastest growing industries in medical device space. It is unfortunately also the most import dependent. So about 25% of India's import is only in medical electronics, and a large part of that is in medical imaging. So to answer your question, medical imaging is continuing to see leaps and bounds in terms of growth in technology. There are several algorithms that make the therapy a lot more safer, a lot more precise, and the duration of the therapy is reducing. So this is being done with a lot of advancements in the way X-ray doses are delivered. You know, there are a lot of ways where you can deliver a very small dose which is as efficacious as a large dose in the past. The second difference is the precision. So there are a lot of tools which are making the therapy extremely precise. And third is the duration of the procedure with, I think, very advanced hardware and navigation tools. We are seeing that the success rates, the procedural success rates have significantly gone up. And at Pinnacle, our endeavor has been to make Pinnacle one of the cath labs with the lowest possible scatter radiation dose and make it as safe for the operator and for the patient as possible. And we also adopt some very, very innovative differentiated technologies where, for example, we use a high definition panel that at very low doses delivers a very, very good high image quality that enables clinicians to make very accurate and precise clinical judgments.
Was the pandemic like for you in terms of managing a company that was already at an edge with the demand? And what were your own personal learnings, Mr. Agarwal?
Pandemic was a very tough period for us, like everybody else. We were just beginning to come into our own. We had a very successful start and it came to a screeching halt because of the pandemic. And pandemic shifted the focus entirely from metabolic disease to infectious diseases. And the whole paradigm changed. You know, at that point in time, we were very aggressively hiring. So as an entrepreneur, it was extremely tough, you know, to ensure that our people don't suffer. We continue to pay their salaries on time. And we lived through that period with a lot of grit and determination. My learnings really during the pandemic were that resilience is what determines your ability to stay in the long run, to complete the course. And the best organizations that sustain the test of time are not those who are the sharpest or not those who have the best technology, not even those who have the biggest and the deepest pockets. They're the ones who are the most resilient. So we were very resilient throughout, and I'm proud to say that we continued to hire during the pandemic. We added about 18% of our workforce. We did not lay anybody off, and I'm proud to say that all people were paid 100% of their salaries even during the pandemic.
Before I let you go, what are some of the technological innovations in the healthcare industry that you're seeing in the world that are exciting you and should be brought to India?
Healthcare as a sector is seeing a lot of influx of technology because most of the technologies are either life-saving or are aiding life-saving equipment. So one of the technologies I'm personally very excited about is robotics. Siemens has bought out a company called Corindus Vascular, which is a robot which actually has the capability to perform angioplasty procedures both for cardiac and other parts of the body. So that is one technology I'm extremely fascinated by. We are in various stages of discussion with some academic universities as well as some early stage companies to integrate that with our cath lab. The second technology that I'm very intrigued and interested in is use of AI and ML in imaging. Using artificial intelligence, there are algorithms that can help make the therapy a lot more safer and a lot more precise. So GE now has a cath lab which is largely AI driven, and that is a big part of our product roadmap going forward. The third frontier that I'm very excited about is digital medicine or telemedicine, remote health. So we are now looking at ways by which the disease can at least be diagnosed remotely and the therapy can be done at site or physically. So these are three big, bold frontiers that we're working on and I'm very excited about.
Well, thank you so much for this wonderful chat, Mr. Agrawal. Wishing you and IITPL all the very best for the future.
Thank you very much for the time.
You are watching our special presentation, Vivriti Presents the Game Changer Summit in partnership with CNBC TV18. We'll catch you soon with another podcast of ideas, innovation, and learnings.
Vivriti Presents the Game Changer Summit.